I'm Steve Junker with the Fishing News, speaking with On the Water magazine editor Kevin Blinkoff. Kevin, for many anglers, we are arriving at their very favorite part of the year, the time when the bonito return. Now, bonito don't show up in the fish market, so let me ask you to explain, for people who don't know, what is a bonito and why do fishermen love them?
The Atlantic bonito is a member of the mackerel and tuna family. It looks a little bit like a small tuna. It has a steel blue back and real silvery sides. It doesn't get very big like most tuna. It gets to be about 4 or 5 pounds usually. Anything up to 10 pounds is about a trophy size. And it's an open water fish, and it only visits our coast usually in late summer and fall when the water's warm. They swim up from the open ocean and from the south, and they usually don't get past the south side of the Cape. So you usually don't find them in Cape Cod Bay or north of here.
Now, catching them is such a challenge. It's a big part of what makes these fish so special. So tell us, where do you go looking for bonito, and how are you targeting them?
Like I said, because they're coming from the south, there are three locations that are bonito hotspots, and they are all located off the south side of the Cape. So the first one's about 3 miles south of Muskeget Channel, and it's the deep water edge of Waisqui Shoal. It's an area that fishermen refer to as the hooter because there is a noise-making buoy out in the area that makes a hooting sound. Second area is the aptly named Bonito Bar, and that's south of Mattaket Beach on Nantucket, and it's a sandbar that drops off into deeper water there. And then the third most popular bonito spot, I would say, is called Hedge Fence, and that's a sandy shoal that's in Vineyard Sound just north of Oak Bluff. And this time of year, you'll have fishermen heading out to those three areas and sharing reports on whether the bonito show up, because they really are a special fish. They're very challenging on light tackle. They're strong fighters. And they have a habit of appearing suddenly at the surface, getting fishermen very excited, and then disappearing very quickly and making them very frustrated.
And that said, they also can appear on inshore waters all the way along the Elizabeth Islands and up through Buzzards Bay.
Yeah, that's about as far north as they'll get is into Buzzards Bay, occasionally into the Cape Cod Canal, and along the south coast of Massachusetts, too, from New Bedford and Fairhaven in that area. But it's tough to figure where they'll pop up with any regularity, so that's why sharing information between fishermen, sharing stories of where they appear, that's usually how fishermen find them. And there are two ways to really go after bonito. In the three hot spots that I mentioned, because the bonito concentrate there, you'll see people trolling for them. And they're in there to feed on small minnow-sized baits. So minnow-type lures work well, and you can troll at a fast speed that'll keep the bluefish from biting your lures, but be fast enough that only the bonito can capture them. And trolling is fun, but even more fun is casting to them. And that's when you see them pop up on the surface, or you're in an area where you know there are bonito around, and you can cast small metal lures to them. Some of the most popular metal lures have fun names. There's the Deadly Dick is very popular, and also the Swedish Pimple.
Let's round up the fishing action. What are we hearing about bonito?
Well, we have heard about bonito just starting to show up. No fantastic reports yet, but I have a feeling that could change any day. Since they travel in big schools, they can show up in big numbers, you know, on any day of the week. Now, there are big bass in Cape Cod Bay that have had a lot of people excited. We've heard reports of as many as 200 boats in Cape Cod Bay fishing off the beaches of Sandwich, and we've heard of 2 bass over 50 pounds from that area over the past couple of weeks. So that's slowed down a little, but still worth looking around to see if there's any of those trophy bass still around. Other reports we've heard are a lot of bluefish in areas like Woods Hole and in areas of Buzzards Bay, and then smaller bluefish, the little baby ones called snapper blues, have begun to show up in the harbors.
For more on fishing the Cape and the islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you.
For WCAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.